John Ashton.
Yeah, I got it.
About his economy that wasn't even working for Cuba anymore. Right, yeah. And today, there's a big write-up in the local scandal sheet that Chavez down in Venezuela is losing his ass because all the poorer people that he was supposed to be taking care of, he went from 147,000 of them to 400 and some thousand of them because life is getting more miserable for them. Can't imagine why socialism works that way, but it does. And then there's another hit that the Shiloh sent me a while ago. God, it's funny as hell. Romania refused to put an income tax on the witches and fortune tellers because they were afraid that they would be cursed. In the goddamn sack too from all this social
report. That's a good one.
And our free enterprise invocation is just kicking the royal fist out of things.
Well, the seven swords invocation is too. That's a big deal on the one you sent out with George Soros.
Yeah.
Trying to find... shit.
Well, I wonder where Celeste is.
Hang on a second, I'm going to make sure she got the passport right.
No, stable. Just sit down right here. You almost dry, too.
Rutgers women's basketball team.
Oh, that's what it was. Okay.
Yeah. Well, see them fools ain't got no sense, you know? They just sort of wet it all out, and then they feel a little stupid, but then they know they meant every word they said. But it's okay, yes, the rappers call you bitches and hoes, that's all right, but...
Yeah,
so, you know what, the catch is and making so much money off of that.
That's more than that.
Well, we won't go there.
That's another lesson on that day.
But Rosie, I did get to know, and I'm glad you liked it.
Okay.
And I, as soon as I get some free time, I'll start reading it. Who just came in?
Celestial.
Hi, dear.
Celestial.
Hello.
I don't know who that is.
This is a very...
She's one of our guests.
Well,
she's from Cincinnati.
Yeah.
Welcome to the troop, Celestial. You're going to find there's a lot of devil to be around here.
Thank you. I'm ready.
Cincinnati, that's the first time I saw that pigs were different colors than other than pigs.
Yeah, I'm serious. They're multicolored here.
Yes, yeah, multicolored.
Well, I never knew that. I always saw pigs were pink.
And we have flying pigs as well.
I like that email you sent of the people who dyed their cat pants. I thought that was cool.
Yeah, now if I had any hair myself, so I could be dyed. So let's go. Did Eric tell you that Cincinnati is my neck of the woods?
He did. Yes, I'm here, Bob.
Yeah, I'm on the channel 9, then the WCPO channel 9. I don't even know whether they exist anymore or not.
Yes, it does. Cincinnati has hard.
I was on for Shane Ling Beer.
Oh my gosh, well they've been out of commission for a while.
Yeah.
And you know, I'm not actually from here. I'm actually born and raised in Memphis, Tennessee. But I've been here for going on 10 years.
Oh, yeah.
And I don't know how much longer that's gonna last. But I'm pleasantly pleased, so.
Well, I started a record company in Dayton. I lived in Dayton for years and years and years.
Oh, Dayton's a cool place.
Yeah, used to be. It was beautiful while I was there.
Yeah.
Now, one of Ohio's bigger sewers.
as of these days, you're correct, yes.
Yeah.
Gang wars and all that.
Oh, yeah.
Yeah.
Oh, what the hell's wrong with a little excitement? Come on.
You're not allowed to shoot back.
Oh, well, I would. I'm afraid I would.
Well, as long as you hit him between the eyes, it's your word against theirs. This is a win.
Oh, yeah. Gotta love it.
Yep. When I was running a Melody Pine, that's the way we handled it. I put up a sign to no covers in the club.
Yeah.
Shot 5, killed 3, and the motorcycle gang got the message.
Yeah, there's way too many of those. Way too many.
Yeah. Well, my children, that looks like we got a full house.
Another
one. Get the thing started. Shalom, kick on the recorders, and we'll take off.
Okay, move table.
Okay, just follow our instructions. What the hell is that?
Marty, I'm trying to get Dave Stribble in, and he's having a problem getting the access code correct.
What the hell is a problem with 76543?
Okay, well, I'm going to go back on mute, but the recorder is going.
Okay. By the way, we record and post all of these things. We have to change them to MP3 files or what have you. So every sound, the microphone hears it. Please. Okay, now today's is a bit of a rare one. It's a twin Sunday session. We'll be doing two of them, and you're welcome to come back this evening if you can make it. And we're going to cover a bit of Nephil, Black Fire, Into Hell, and the destruction of the goddamn communists, better known in the United States as the Democrat Party, with the Republican Party being damn little if any improvement. We are very politically active because we have to survive on a planet that is run by politics. Just in case there's any questions. First, let's take on the Nephil. For those of you that don't know who they are, the Sitkin series of books explains them in pretty good detail. But they were the ones that, they are the watchers of the Bible that actually created the Anunnaki, better known as the human race, as servants to do the heavy work. But the bastards have proven to be as deceitful as the high order of demons, and they violated every covenant of their creation of the Anasazi permission decree. And that's to the perpetual detriment of all of us, and we're the Anasazi, for whom the anointed and their generation were sent to rescue as true and righteous spiritual entity. Now, following several years of personal spiritual development by Brigadier Jennifer and Ann Malone, okay, and enduring a continuous accuracy beyond question of ability, but enduring perpetual failure with respect to that accuracy, that proved beyond happenstance and coincidence in both instances, we decided that I should attempt to find the cause for those perpetual failures. Now, first, permit the evidence. First, permit the evidence using the at-random lottery numbers as a comparison. Brigadier Malone correctly selected 2 out of 3 numbers on an average of 5 times out of 6 for a period of over 3 years, which is beyond any question of luck or happenstance and coincidence. Now she's doing this with cognizant, precognizant clairvoyance.
Right.
Such continuous accuracy is actually otherwise impossible. Yet in all the 5 years of such accuracy, there was not one instance of a 3 out of 3, which under the conditions of that is also impossible. So we have to have somebody jackassing. I looked for demons, couldn't find any. I kept saying that it was her problem. So we finally argued it out, and I went looking. And we established, quit answering me, please. Therefore, we have established the fact of Brigadier General Malone's ability toward precognizance with an obvious interference of some capable power. It was that capable power that I went looking for, and as I'd often search for demons and wanted in their influence, I didn't find anything. Beyond the one that kicking the hell out of them, pun intended, didn't eliminate. I found one, knocked him through the wing of his own ass, and you'd be surprised how quick you get his attention. The demons were overjoyed, but they weren't the culprits. Now they rejoice in adding their support to the energies and influence, because the more broke they can keep us, the better. But they were not directing any part of the interference. That brought me up to a little bit different level, where we had to do something different. I did a flyby on the night of 5 to 6 of July 2010, and found a very well-poked jet, spelled D as in dog, J as in Jim, E as in Edward, D as in dog. It's also called a cat.
Now that thing is there with a cloaking device on it. It's in a synchronous orbit. Among other interferences, this jet was being used to reset the lottery numbers within a 3-minute span at some 30 minutes of stance in order to present Brigadier Malone with inaccurate information. Was he reading time frame? I'm hearing screeching in the background. What the hell is it?
I don't know, sir.
I've got somebody. Put your phone on mute if possible. Maybe that'll shut it down. Brigadier Malone would read the results as 3 minutes post-call about an hour prior to actual, and the jet would skewer those results by at least one number. Now, I spent the remainder of that night ensuring my own accuracy of the activity, gathering potential combat intelligence, and consulting with my colleague Horseman as to my alternatives. As all crew and ranks of superiors are aware, sufficient damage to a spirit can result in instant parallel damage to the physical body, as those who've seen me after such engagements can duly testify. I came back with bruises all over the place, loose teeth, and everything else. It is at that point the spiritual impact equals physical damage that all Asturians must be aware of to fully understand this engagement between myself, my command, my fellow horsemen, and the Nephilim. Accounts of my previous engagements that aren't already posted will be as soon as we can get them scripted within the priorities of this holy order. They're all available in the Akashic records for those who want to go view them in their own detail. Long story made short. During the exchange on the night of 7 to 8 July 2010, I entered the Thay, second in command to Yahweh, or Yahweh is the corrective, to the point that he has been transported for intensive medical care and restorative treatment. He will survive, but he will not return to duty. We'll give you a whole good one on that one when we go for the Nephilim next Sunday. Now, I've continued this vengeance trip of mine at each and every episode against me, against any and all occurrence, my endeavors, and the efforts of the occurrence with respect to my holy commission. Now, this keeping with righteous power and holy authorities vested in me by unright and honorable duty. My office and title of Avenger predates Moses and most occurring. Now, we're going to get to what the hell is a jet. I want everybody to do some research about that question, because you've been lying to all your life about everything else. This is no exception. When you search it, you'll find that it was a device of ancient Mesopotamia, better known as Persia, and Egyptian origin, and you'll find paintings of it in some of the Egyptian tombs, but there's paintings of priests moving the damn thing, which eliminates any claim that they're a myth. Nobody can move a myth, and the cost of carving a painting in those days prohibited them for the hell of it, right? Production. Now, we'll get into this a whole lot deeper in subsequent sessions if I live to deliver. Put it shortly, a jet is a very high-tech Nephilim device, and it's used for everything from audio and video snooping to instant punishment. Its other capabilities include anti-gravity, precision machining with at least laser beam quality, and water jet cutting, opening a huge set of questions and answering most of with respect to both mining and communications by the Nephilim. To my knowledge, there are no jets anywhere on or in the planet, but there are several. And how many, I don't know. Fully cloaked and in orbit around the Earth with spares and replacements stored and maintained on or in the moon. As much of a shock as that is to some people. Now, for all intents and purposes, we, the Agurians, are in open war with the Nephilim, with the sole and exclusive exception of that mighty, righteous, and
Honorable Hounds of War, third horseman of the apocalypse. He has set them straight in no uncertain terms. He is in a spiritual projection to do this job of horseman with a physical body on the bureau that he can and will wake up in and kick ass there if necessary. And he just got through with the back of it. We'll bring you up to date on that later too. Now we have the need to use black fire and hell because we're dealing with the Nephilim. All of you that are bigger than me know I have made sure that you do not start taking black fire into hell until you know what the hell you're doing, and we're going to teach you how to do that today. It's necessary. Now, black fire in itself is dangerous. Messing with hell is even more dangerous, but when you put the two of them together, you're talking about something that is dangerous and infinitely destructive. So I don't want any bullshit, no funny games about this. This is not a soap opera. But we're going to practice on the communists, better known as the Democrat Party. Now this is in order for you to gain experience. We're going to practice on the United States Democrat Party due to their absolute preference for total global enslavement via Marxism, communism, fascism, socialism, progressivism, and all the other such damn nations and high treasons against the Constitution. And we're going to concentrate more on the Democrat Party between now and November general election than the Nephilim as a matter of eminent priority. The Nephilim will still be there and in power. Well, if we do our thing right, we will have gutted the Democrat Party and taken it out of power. Then we'll hold whoever's in office feet to the fire until they restore the Constitution and the nation. Now, those of you who go up the file I sent everybody yesterday will see that there's a thing called an IMS lesser than mark and an SPK, Sam Papa King, and a lesser mark. Now those are at the beginning of each paragraph. The IMS indicates an instruction and not to be spoken in the invocation, and the SPK indicates the actual invocation that must be spoken. Now we're going to do a little bit of a shift here. I'm going to do the instructions. Brigadier Malone will do the invocation. Now we want you to silently do it in your head instead of everybody talking on the phone. These recordings are bad enough. We don't need that much distortion. Now, this incomplete invocation is a lot more extensive than all other invocations we've used, and the word file can be edited and be a cut and paste as we can reset the future priorities and targets so everybody's got the same copy. We'll tell you what to take out and what to put in, where to look for it. Now, yes, with proper cautions in place, you may use this invocation for personal objectives, revenge, etc. But remember, I said with proper cautions. These cautions will be given and explained as we do a run-through. This invocation is not some ritualistic soap opera. It can and it does carry some very extreme penalties. Do not venture into the depths of hell with this procedure, but you do send a selected target, a specific body of light, modified for the purpose, and black fire into the uttermost depths with its cargo. We're going to show you how to do that. The binding, when done properly, is a permanent testimony of the target, whether an organization, a person, or a philosophy. Now, Aquarius, do not attempt to use this invocation against anybody who either has a holy seal or is under the protection of authority of someone who does. It'll backfire with more hell than even we can imagine. Everyone else, tattoos, hallelujah half-wits, programmed idiots, especially those on government payroll, they're welcome to attempt anything they want within this invocation, or this
very intently. If we lose you, just read along with us. Stop right there and just read along. Now, if you want to help with the infestation as it goes, fine. And just feeding energy to those of us that are operating. Very simple process. And it'll keep you out of trouble. Now, I'll open the floor for questions from time to time. And question all segments. They're all segments of questioning are open to everybody in this training. But please do not interrupt. We're in the midst of this invocation. It's hard enough to hold this puppy together as it is. Now, in this invocation of truth, you're going to send black fire into hell. Never descend into black or into hell with black fire attached to your presence. Never. You will make a specific body of light for yourself and another specific body of light to send into hell loaded with black fire and the bastards of your intent. The Kurians, do not attempt to use this invocation against either one, anyone with a holy seal, or anyone under our protection. Repeat that warning for a reason. It will backfire. And I will not bail out any ass that gets into it. Now, once we have all of the hallelujah half-wits and all of them, they can do their damnedest. That's fine with me. So that's an absolute destruction of the one world government agenda and their total global enslavement ideas. Now, I will note as we go an instruction to speak. When we must speak, do it so silently for this training session only. When you're doing your own, it'll be as loud as you want. I just wouldn't buy any ads for the neighbors. Now, I'm going to open the floor for questions. To this point, are there any questions?
No, sir, not for me.
Okay. Celestial, you're still there, dear?
Yes, I am.
Okay. We'll teach you how to make a body of light, how to pull up spirits and the whole thing as it goes. And once we get through, we'll get your address and send you a copy of the AED, and you should have it as soon as we can get it in the mail and it gets there.
Beautiful. Thank you.
Okay. Look at your balloon. You've been standing by.
Yes, stand by.
Okay. Stay off mute for this because we're going to be switching back and forth at a rapid rate. Okay, for those of you that have your word files open, you'll see the INS and SPK that we sent the email. And at this point, Kitty, you can open the proceedings that I have instructed.
Okay. Bolan Nikolata Desnalin Busat.
Okay. Agurians, prepare yourself a body of light and stand it out before you. Yeah, that's pretty good. Agurians, now we're going to charge your body of light. Agurians, now ascend.
Hathor, Hathera, Hathera, Idea, Hathana, Hathana, Air, Fire, Water, Earth.
Instruction. Okay, you're getting ready to descend, but you will note you charge the grand elements while in the plane of Asana. That's as hot as it can get, and you need to do that to take black fire into hell. Speak.
Asana.
occurrence. Now we want you to send your body of light as an angel standing in the sun and charge it with all the sun energies, burning off any remaining negatives. Get about that right now. Now, send your body of light to the center of the sun. And with either hand, squeeze a handful of black fire, taking as little as a hard clenched fist will contain. Now with the smallest amount of black fire you can hold, return, trailing your sunlight, and fill your whole body of light with it, and attach it to your physical body. Keep this body of light within you. You'll make another body of light and turn it into a body of damnation to send into hell with its contents to remain forever. Now we begin the invocation of truth. Speak.
By the righteous powers and holy authorities of my own I Am conscience, I, Catherine Ann Malone, a righteous daughter of Acuria, servant of Supreme Lord of all my lords, El Aku, Allah Azrai, he that is called by the name of the Most High, call forth and summon all the energies, forces, powers, authorities, frequencies, and momentum of all the elements of Akasha, air, fire, water, and earth in all creation, from all the holy realms of all the heavens above all the earth, from all the realms of all the earth, and from all the depths beneath all the earth, and all eight divine winds thereof. Here and now, come forth into my presence, do my bidding, and you shall deny me not. I summon Archangel Raphael, the East Wind Epilotes, the Service Wind Eura, Bahamiel, and Holy Seraphotes. I summon Archangel Michael, the South Wind Note, the Service Wind Lipe, Mithriel, and Holy Yehuel. I summon Archangel Israel, the West Wind Zephyros, the Servant Wind Skyron, Amiel, and Holy Hamael. I summon Archangel Uriel, the North Wind Boreas, the Servant Wind Titian, Beli, and Holy Porlock. I summon Archangel Remiel, ruler of all the binding in all the heavens above all the earth and in all the earth, and in all the depths beneath all the earth. I summon Archangel Raphael, ruler of the loosening in all the heavens above all the earth, and in all the earth, and in all the depths beneath all the earth. I summon Archangel Gabriel, first guardian of all the holy anointed witnesses in their generations, communicator between the holy altar and the Ark of the Covenant of the Most High, servant of the Most High Lord God of all creation and the first I Am. I summon Ned, guard of the main gates of the East Wind, Pluriel, guard of the main gates of the West Wind, Duriel, guard of the main gates of the South Wind, Albium, guard of the main gates of the North Wind, Yoduka. I require all of you, here and now, to hear. Immediately cause to be manifest in my command, and you shall deny me not. Of the Most High be upon true and righteous Acurians.
Someone is breathing heavy into a microphone. Please move it. Acurians, make a new body of light. I'm hearing somebody breathe directly into your microphone. Acurians, make a new body of light and insert the black fire you retrieved into it. Declare. declaring it to then and there become a body of damnation. Take a new body of light, take that black fire and put it in it. Excellent. Now, you can edit this preamble later for anything necessary in the future. Now we want to charge the body of damnation. Now remember, you're charging this body of light that you've just loaded with black fire. Speak.
Akasha, you shall here and now and forever after deprive this body of damnation and all its contents of any and all room to exist, together with all life, comfort, pleasure, and accomplishment. They shall not exist in Hasana, Hakama, Idea, Hestera, Hasera, Hathor, or Earth. Air, you shall here and now and forever after deprive this body of damnation and all its contents of any and all motion in all the earth and in all the heavens above all the earth, and stop and bind them in all the depths of hell beneath all the earth. Deros, Danaka, Hadesi, Gehenna, Helia, Aperdam, and Perdicus. Fire, you shall here and now and forever after deprive this body of damnation and all its contents of any and all expansion in all the earth and in all the heavens above all the earth, and expand and find them in all the depths of hell beneath all the earth. Nero, Danaka, Hadesi, Gehenna, Helia, Aperdam, and Perdition. Water, you shall here and now and forever after deprive this body of damnation and all its contents of any and all control in all the earth and in all the heavens above all the earth, and control and bind them in all the depths of hell beneath all the earth. Nero, Danaka, Hadesi, Gehenna, yes, I've heard of and Perdition. First, you shall here and now and forever after deprive this body of damnation and all its content and all manifestation in all the earth and in all the heavens above all the earth, and manifest and bind them in all the depths of hell beneath all the earth. Zero, Danaka, Hadesi, Gehenna, Helia, Aperdam, and Perdition. East wind, Aperokes. Service wind, Eura. South wind, Note. Service wind, Life. West wind, Sephiroth. Service wind, Skyron. North wind, Boreas. Servant with Nicias. We, the righteous sons and daughters of Assyria, command you to take all motion, momentum, heat, expansion, control, hope, communication, understanding, credibility, sympathies, power, influences, and any and all success from any and all minds, consciousnesses, souls, and spirits of the United States, Democrat, sympathy or persuasion, including any actual or potential Democrat voter, associate or supporter, open or secret, and to direct all such energies and forces into an immediate manifestation of complete destruction thereof. Come now to me, forces, energies, powers, authorities, thoughts, and endeavors of all socialism and socialists of the United States Democrat Party. And be you bound in the entirety of your essence.
Instructional. Somebody has still got that microphone now and then. And it's just breathing into it what's happening. Now here, you could insert any additional specific target that you want. But observe the word energy limit. Now we insert all the energies we've just gathered into this standing body of light and bind them there forever, making both into a body of damnation. Then invoke the body of light and its content. Speak.
All socialism and socialists of the United States Democrat Party, come now to me, for you are called to my judgment. All socialism and socialists of the United States Democrat Party, you have been weighed in the balance and found wanting. Liar, murderer, traitor, thief, practicing all manner of perversion, unclean and unrighteous. All socialism and socialists of the United States Democrat Party, you are not worthy to continue upon the earth, nor in any realm of comfort. All socialism and socialists of the United States Democrat Party, abomination you have practiced, and abomination you shall receive, here and now. Winds of perdition, black flames of perdition, death of perdition, agony of perdition, infect and spoil these three of evil, like unto yourself, and spare them not. Spirit of all socialism and socialists of the United States Democrat Party, you are now infested and infected with the eternal vile and foul winds of perdition from the depths of hell, which you cannot escape, reduce, or remove. And all socialist deprivations you seek for anyone and everyone else shall forever be your lot in life and your eternal destiny. The vile and foul winds of perdition weaken and destroy you in all your vitals, in all your being, and in all you endeavor to accomplish. You are without strength and without endurance and without success. You shall suffer complete failure of all you shall attempt under any guise whatsoever. All your family, friends, colleagues, and fellows shall abandon you and turn against you in total contempt and anger, fulfilling the vile and foul winds of perdition. You shall not stand, neither shall you prevail. Your intestines shall revile you, and you shall never again know peace. You shall rot and decay in all your flesh and bones. Spirits of all socialism and socialists of the United States Democrat Party, you are now infested and infected with the eternal vile and foul black flames of perdition from the depths of hell, which you cannot escape, reduce, or remove. And all agonies of poverty, deprivation, and desecration, including all death, injury, suffering, and all socialist enslavement you seek for anyone and everyone else, shall forever be your lot in life and your eternal destiny. The vile and foul black flames of perdition weaken and destroy you in all your vitals, in all your being, and in all you endeavor to accomplish. You are without strength, and without endurance, and without success. You shall suffer complete failure of all you shall attempt under any guise whatsoever. All your family, friends, colleagues, and fellows shall abandon you and turn against you in total contempt and anger, fulfilling the vile and foul black flames of perdition. You shall not stand, neither shall you prevail. Your body shall revile you, and you shall never again know any comfort. You shall rot and decay in all your flesh and bones. Spirit of all socialism and socialists of the United States Democrat Party, you are now infested and infected with the eternal vile and foul death of perdition from the depths of hell, which you cannot escape, reduce, or remove, and all agonies of death, injury, trauma, and hardship of anyone and everyone, including all military and paramilitary you seek for anyone and everyone else, shall forever be your lot in life and your eternal destiny. The vile and foul death of perdition weaken and destroy you in all your vitals, in all your being. And in all you endeavor to accomplish, you are without strength and without endurance and without success. Your decisions shall turn against you in all fury, and you shall not prevail nor succeed in anything. All your family, friends, colleagues, and fellows shall abandon you and turn against you in total contempt and anger, fulfilling the vile and foul, foul death of perdition. You shall not stand, neither shall you prevail. Your consciousness shall revile you, and you shall never again know anything of worth or value. You shall rot and decay in all your flesh and bones. Spirits of all socialism and of the United States Democrat Party, you are now infected and infected with the eternal vile and foul agony of perdition from the depths of hell, which you cannot escape, reduce, or remove, and all agonies of disease, plague, famine, poverty, deprivation, desecration, and socialism you seek for anyone and everyone else shall forever be your lot in life and your eternal destiny. As foul agony of perdition weaken and destroy you in all your vitals, in all your being, and in all you endeavor to accomplish, you are without strength and without endurance and without success. Your treasons shall turn against you in all fury, and you shall not prevail nor succeed in anything. All your family, friends, colleagues, and fellows shall abandon you and turn against you in total contempt and anger, fulfilling the vile and foul agony of perdition. You shall not stand, neither shall you prevail. Your consciousness shall revile you, and you shall never again know anything of worth or value. You shall rot and decay in all your flesh and bones. All socialism and socialists of the United States Democrat Party, you have been weighed in the balance and found wanting. Fire, murderer, failure, thief, practicing all manner of perversion, unclean and unrighteous. So you have been adjudicated and found guilty. All socialism and socialists of the United States Democrat Party, you are not worthy to continue upon the earth, nor in any realm of civility, for there is neither decency nor righteousness in you. All socialism and socialists of the United States Democrat Party, abomination you have practiced, and abomination you shall receive, here and now, when the perdition, blasphemies of perdition, death of perdition, agony of perdition, infect, spoil and consume these three of evil, like unto itself, and spare them not. Socialism and Socialists of the United States Democratic Party. Go now from me. You are sentenced and cursed to hell by my judgment. Guardian winds of hell, attend me that none in this body of damnation escape. Black flames of hell, do my bidding and burn all this body of damnation. Death, come and obey me and slay all in this body of the damned. Agony of hell, go where I send you and consume all in this body of the damned. You shall deny me not.
Instruction. Whoever's cleaning up the kitchen, please quit. I don't need rattling pots and pans in these recordings. Now we're ready to start sinking this body of light. You do not go with it. You sink it. You never accompany black fire into hell yourself. Okay. Obviously somebody didn't catch that. We're going to sink this body of light into hell with everything we put in it. We've taken all the Democrat Party issues, all their energies and strength, put them in this body of light that was already filled with black fire, and now we are going to sink it into hell, since we've already bound the Democrat Party and all of its bullshit in this body of light. Okay, everybody heads up. Speak.
Forbid you to bring yourself to my command, open your endless death. Wings of perdition, black flames of perdition, death of perdition, agony of perdition. Come forth in great quantity and resign yourself to my command. Now, winds of perdition, black flames of perdition, death of perdition, agony of perdition. Bear not this body of damnation, and venture not anywhere else until all shall exclaim, blessed is he that comes in the name of the Most High, with the name of the Most High upon him, El Paku, Elijah Asher High. I have spoken it, and the main gates of hell are forever closed and locked, and shall not attempt against it. Earth.
Instruction. Okay. Now you go recharge your body of light. Do not secure black fire. Okay, occurrence, get ready to ascend. Speak.
Hathor. Astaroth. Astaroth. Idea. Akarma. Asana. Akasha. Air. Fire. Water. Earth.
Aquarius. Now descend.
Asana. Akarma. Idea. Estera. Astera. Hathor. Assume they all among us.
Okay, I hear somebody's microphone back under their nose again. But other than that, it was a good session. Now, are there any questions?
Yes, I have one, General.
Yeah.
Okay. When you, at the end, and also at the beginning, when you say a courier cell is sent, we're actually sending that body of damnation down, correct?
Mm-hmm.
Now, you say there's another insertion here that says a courier cell ascend. So actually, we're speaking.
You go up. Ascend means you go up. That's when you went up the heavenly planes.
Oh, ascend, that's right. And then a courier cell descend. We come down and then send that body of damnation down.
Well, just I'm cleaning yourself.
Right.
Now, you'll note, when you sent the body into hell this time, you did not go down plane by plane to Deva, Zanaka, whatever.
Right.
That was already set in the invocation.
Mm-hmm.
When you're dealing with black fire and hell, you do not take the time to mess around on each one of these planes. It is too damn dangerous.
Okay.
Like I told you in a lesson or two back, at some point you will be able to project directly into a plane of heaven or hell. This is one of them. You can take this body of light and send it direct into prediction.
Okay.
And that's what you just got through doing, except for whoever was cleaning up the kitchen.
Yeah, whoever's breathing in the damn microphone.
Right. These things are pretty sensitive, and the recorders hear it all.
Yes.
We do not edit this stuff out, so I appreciate a little more cooperation and attention.
Yes, that's right, because we are all adults. This is be about the business and the story.
Should be, anyhow. Okay, are there any other questions? Because I can feel an ass load of them. There are no stupid questions. There are always stupid people that do not ask questions.
Thank you very much.
I got one, Joe.
Yeah.
About 10 from the bottom, after we got through loading everything into that second body of light.
Yeah.
An instruction right after she speaks and says, you should deny me not. It says, anthem, I've heard them invoke. Who was in?
Right.
I've heard them to invoke. We weren't there. We never went.
Body of light, that's what you said it for.
That by the word from,
I've heard them.
You all, and that should be explained a little better, you're right.
What you do when you get ready to send something down like this, you take the depth that you want, above it or below it, for control purposes, because every plane above controls all those beneath it, but normally in the order. And because you did not sink yourself down into hell, which you never do with black fire, your conscious entity where you send this thing is from a person in your mind, and then you sink it into predicting. We'll put a code of still in there. I'll explain that a little better, and mail you out a new one.
Because we did not do the five above that in order to go down.
You don't do that when you're doing fire.
Okay.
You're messing with black fire. You do not want to be there, because that opens the door for error that you don't need. Now, the other stuff that you're doing, you're perfectly safe with it, and it gives you a better control.
Okay. The other question is, on the ascending, this time we use the formal names, not the other names of etheric and lower astral, upper astral, mental,
right,
causal. What's the reason?
One is heaven.
Yes. For one is, that is their angelic names.
Okay.
The other is, when you're training people, you want them to know where the hell they are. So by now, everybody ought to have the heavenly names that they can operate with. Everybody but darling Celeste, oh, she just got into this mess. Do what?
I've been bringing down into the deep end.
Hey,
you still put your feet first, don't you?
Yeah, where do they give you your first 50,000 pages to read twice?
Okay.
Are there any other questions about the procedure?
So, General, do you want to do this at the first or second plane and then try throw this shit down to hell?
Of course not.
Say that again, Dave.
I missed your question. I don't understand what you're asking.
All right. You don't want to go down to hell to do this.
No,
so you think of that body of light. Your body of light, you want to stay in the first or second plane and then just throw it down there?
Or at a plane of effort, you can operate anywhere. I would recommend that you operate from the effort plane to throw these bastards into the whole section of hell. You missed a couple of sections, so you're a little bit behind, but we'll catch you up on that.
Thank you.
It kept referring to these three. What are these three that we put in there?
The agonies, the winds,
the
quantity of the depths of perdition. In one of the earlier sessions, when you call up the winds of hell, you get them all.
Well, there's four of those that you talk about.
And no, winds of hell. Every plane has its own levels, its own winds and everything, but you call one, you get them all. Now remember, there is complete honesty in hell, because they are sincerely trying to get you to believe them. They are very sincere about what they are saying. But there's not an ounce of morality in hell, because they will also tell you anything for you to get them out. Dichotomies.
Mm-hmm. Another word from Dakin.
Right. And that is why you have to learn to discern spirit that we practice some lessons back.
I had a comment, General.
Yeah.
I noticed that the spirit ball this time, body of light, was really heavy and dense, such that could even compress it.
Right.
Does it go so heavily?
No, when you do it this way, with black fire and so forth, you're not going to feel anything you can compress.
Okay.
It's going to be really full and heavy. You're not only calling up.
Get that microphone.
Is that? God damn, it sounds like a hurricane. As I was saying, when you pull up all of these particular energies, you're pulling up their good stuff, their bad stuff, their intermediate stuff. But as far as we're concerned, it all has to go.
Right.
It's like cleaning the dishes. If you didn't let the dog lick it off, there's still some edible stuff there. But you have to clean the whole dish, and that's what we're doing with them.
Okay, one other one, General. There was a handful of black fire grabbed, put into our own body of light, and then moved into the other body of light. Is that right?
No, we took that handful of black fire and put it into that second body of light.
Yeah, we're going down to our first one.
With your own light.
Okay.
That's normal.
Where is it to go back up and claim that hand?
When we went back up. That's why I said do not go get another bit of black fire. That's what we did. We went back up, recharged everything, and came back down.
That's what we did. Cleaned off that hand.
Yeah.
Okay.
We cleaned it off. Or should have.
Yes.
Okay, any more questions?
Yeah, I have a comment.
Okay.
I sure would like to rejoice about that fucking hurricane.
Wasn't that beautiful? We watched the numbers on it. Diddy and I watched some of them. Kitty and I watched some of them. Shiloh and I watched some of them. And the numbers didn't match. Every time they opened their mouth, they made a liar out of them. But when that hurricane, Earl, was a Cat 4, it was already in the Cat 5.
Right.
And they were waiting to get the official Cat 5, and suddenly everything stopped. And it started going down. Less than 48 hours later was a summer storm. There were a few that asked, what the hell happened to Earth?
Well, there's another handprint on this one too, General.
Yeah.
We had this knucklehead with Hurricane Ike in L.A. side of that thing was going down between Corpus and Brownsville in the Game Range. And that particular Dr. Forbes, you don't see him on camera anymore. They've got him chasing tornadoes in the Great Plains now. They've got a good doctor back. He's doing their dog going off. Hurricane expert now.
Well, they had one with
Dr. Forbes. They don't have a camera no more.
Yeah. We just put a hammer on one of them. And they switched over. We were watching Fox News. So they switched over to this girl. She said 10 seconds earlier, you heard me on the speakerphone with my producer. All of the data behind them was outdated. It was all in error, every bit of it. Because we had just kicked it from a Cat 2 down to a Cat 1. And in the process, we watched them set on the Cat 1 thing to finally get one prediction correct. Because once we took over, they didn't have any correct ones. They said and deliberately waited till that thing was a footswillish storm before they downgraded it to a tropical at their schedule so they would have a prediction of the rain.
The leaders had to laugh. They still had a Cape Cod Cat 2 hurricane warning when it's a Cat 1 and tropical storm winds on the Outer Banks of North Carolina. That was just funny as hell.
Oh, yeah.
But the hurricane warning within 24 hours for Cape Cod.
Right. And then he checked the water temperatures.
Yeah.
Because that's where these things get their heat, supposedly, from. And the water temperature should have sustained it. According to water temperatures, what they had said originally should have happened. But it didn't.
It still had 84 to 85 degree water, and it wasn't strengthening, it wasn't even maintaining.
No, of course, we can tell a HARP unit, that was a HARP storm going in the door. They seem to be a little easier for us to jackass with than the naturals. But when Katrina hit 5 years ago, you could look at any weather map, and Katrina completely consumed the Gulf of Mexico, rock to bottom. It was still, the southern part of it was still raining like hell in Cuba. The northern part of it was already raining in Louisiana. Now, what would take so goddamn long for someone to realize that you've got a hurricane out there? You know, they needed engraved invitation.
Well,
the worst part was that thing sucked the heat out of the Gulf of Mexico.
Right.
Yet 3 weeks later, when it would normally take an entire season, 3 weeks later, you have a second Cat 5. From where? Well, HARP is pretty good, but it's not that damn good. And they've got this Igor is coming off of the Atlantic now. It's raising hell. And there's another depression right behind it. Of course. With the HARP unit.
No, the bad one right now is below Jamaica. It's between Jamaica and Dominican Republic. And that's the one that just popped up out of nowhere in the last 30 hours. And it's going to be the next one to pop into the Gulf of Mexico. And that's the one hot hit.
Probably. But they had three or four of them that was in the thing. We took our name and grabbed it. Kitty grabbed it while it was still down off Mexico, turned it north and got the rain we needed. Or was grounded a few people that are stupid enough to get out in those things. But I thought Earl was one of the most magnificent handprints we've had in a long time. From a Cat 5, and it was a Cat 4, it just hadn't been declared 5, and it was up for declaration of 5, to a storm in less than 48 hours.
Well, I got a question.
Yeah.
And I'll post this to the whole group. Has anybody heard any kind of report on what kind of change that the Atlantic Seaboard merchants made on that weekend?
Well, at least they didn't go completely bust like was intended. They managed to get the locals because people weren't coming across country like they normally would have. So they were down probably 25-30%.
the G and the I, I think all three of them, has fizzled out magically over the Azores Island, and then Washington, D.C. got clobbered with hurricane after hurricane with nothing on the radar coming. So they all got moved to the Washington Monument straight out of those storms.
We have a habit of doing such things. But I have to agree with Eric. Boy, that Earl storm was an absolute masterpiece.
I have a question. Yeah. How the hell do we get rid of Harp?
Well, we're working on that too, Don. I burned up one of them when they started their bullshit the last time. And we've got the better part of their technology figured out, so we can just fly them. We can fix them the moment they start playing jackass that it flies itself.
Oh, okay.
We can, and we will do that. All their priority, to be sure, and they will be doing everything to shift our priority from one, global free enterprise, and two, total global enslavement under the socialist.
Oh, General, I got a question.
Yeah.
When we were playing with the one on the East Coast a couple weeks ago, we split up into teams. The one bunch was throwing the water someplace, the one bunch was throwing the wind someplace. Well, my team had a little bit of fun throwing stuff on the Arctic Circle again. How did we do replenishing the Arctic Ice Cap this year, too?
Excellent. They got about, in some places, as much as 8 foot of new fallen snow.
Okay. Because we learned at the end of the Arctic summer when the ice cap didn't melt away in global warming like they predicted for us, like it did last year. The question is, should we expand that a little further southward and see what this deep freeze will do on that last arc here?
No. You could put the North Pole itself on that arc unit and not put it a bit weather-wise.
All right. Well,
that's the way our shut
down against attention.
No.
Okay.
Well, it could, but it would take about 4 years to get up enough energy to do that.
Okay.
And that's all I have to say. Direct frequency is the only way to mess with the heart. And before you start tearing it all apart, the sensible thing to do is tear the ass apart of the vial manipulators who are running them. Because actually, those heart machines could be useful.
If they were handled properly, they could be, yes.
If they were in righteous hands, then that would determine crop rain. We could reforest the desert, the whole 9 yards, you know. So it's not a matter of tearing at the unit, it's tearing at the goddamn foul perverts that have control of them.
You worried about that?
Now, are they all under control of the Democratic Party right now?
No, they're under control of the One World Government.
Okay. We need to take the One World Government down to hell.
Yeah, well, that's right. You start that in the United States by taking the Communist Party, better known as the Democrat Party, out of operation, out of power.
Uh-huh.
This is the first level.
And that's the case we're out.
Yep, that's the idea that we're about. Okay, any questions about the demons or Nephilim that you'd like to know?
Why are the Nephilims being so freaking nasty?
Because they're a bunch of no-good sons of bitches from the minute one. The only Nephilim that can be trusted at all is the House of Horus. Horus took it once this episode hit, and it's far more extensive than we have time to go into here. Once we hit their ass, he, of course, is in an incarnation on the mirror. He who went back, goes back and he's mad as hell, and he gets up and he just knocks the royal piss out of things and pulls his family and their people, all of them. You get on this bandwagon and you get ready right now, and here are the rules. And they are, and those that didn't, he just knocked the hell out of them.
I thought they were supposed to take their orders from the Most High.
Well, they are, but here's a problem. Most people do not quite put it together. It exists all around us and we don't pay attention. It's a deathbed confession thing. These bastards will rob, steal, rape, murder, every other goddamn thing. And 5 days before death, I've got a stiff cross as my personal savior here, you know. My ass is about ready to burn. Well, the Nephilim live a considerable amount of time. Average, where we live about 70, they live 420 to 450 SARS, S-A-R-S. That's equivalent to 3,600 Earth years per SAR.
Mm-hmm.
All right. Well, when you run that together, that's like a million and a half plus, rule of thumb, years, that Earth years that they live. So, the last 200,000 or thereabouts, and I don't know how they date or put that together, they all go into the priesthood so they can undo all the bullshit they've done over the ages. And the old man doesn't buy an ounce of it.
They can't buy it. Yeah, exactly.
Doesn't buy one goddamn quid of it, but they still do it.
Oh, shit. Yeah. How can they be so smart and be so stupid, sir?
Go out on the street and see all the stupid people out there and you'll figure it out.
Right. If you want to know how to detect a Nephilim, it's real easy. All of us that have any experience know the Titan June scenario.
Right.
Not blown them in all the way. Well, the Titan June got its instructions and where they're from the Nephilim. Whatever a Titan June would stoop to, which is anything, a Nephilim would do 1,000 times over and 1,000 times worse.
Right.
So you read something that reminds you of a cat do, only worse, and you've got a Nephilim.
Yeah.
And yes, we are going to read them. We are going to pull up their spirits, and we are going to put them in hell. Just like we did Obama, Pelosi, and Harry Reid a couple of Sundays back. We are going to do that. But we're going to stay on the Democrats for the immediate time.
Wow.
Okay, any other questions about them?
Why did Luke convince 3/4 of the elite to go with him?
Well, because they all have this bit that they should be better than God. I don't know what it is in the syndrome. The first time I ran into it was a stupid redneck that knew more than God so he could keep God on hold till he got around to giving him information or instruction. You see the type. All these hallelujah half-wit preachers, for instance, and you can spot them a mile away. About 90% of them now are saying that Jesus is God. The other 10%, in addition, will tell you that Abraham was a Jew instead of the great-grandfather of the Jews. There's no explanation except Ron White. You know the guy who named Ron White? You can't pick stupid.
We all know him, but I understand your term.
You can't fix stupid. You're absolutely right. And as far as I know, as far as I've seen, and I've seen a lot of them, that's the only thing. They're just willfully stupid. Having high technology does not eliminate stupidity.
But don't they know it's coming down?
Of course they know it's going down. But Luke is there saying, if I win, I'll take care of you. The problem is, he ain't going to win.
That's true.
They know that, too.
We all know that in a game. I already know the outcome, too.
And there's also the angel.
I love betting on a game. I already know the outcome of.
There's also the reality of possession as well.
Yes.
And that's, I think that's kind of hard for a lot of people to wrap their head around. But.
Well, that's true. That is a bitch. And it's there. And there's no question in my mind that there are a lot of demonic possessed nothing, just like there are demonic possessed human beings. No question about it. However, we have a remedy for both. We don't cure either one. It was hilarious. You'll see in some of our writings, and some of us still remember it, Egg Lewis, David and his wife split the blanket once he did a 4-year research trying to prove me a liar and couldn't do it. He did a 4-year PhD on everything and finally got the information about the Catholic Church and all this. Boy, I mean, he just had it by the goddamn pound. And the way he split up with his wife and moved into a place that was a family inherited gates. They were all queer by genetics. And of course it had its share of demons. They had a couple of witches in there and everything else. And Dave wanted us to throw those spirits out of his place because it was really aggravating the hell out of him. And I let everybody have their run. They went over and they did their white light and they burnt their candles and swung their incense and all that horse shit, you know. Out of Dabloon and Tsunami and all this bull. And finally, the demon got mad and took Dave out of the house entirely. I don't remember whether Dave Schimmel was there or not, whether you were in on that, but Tony and Rich and some of them were. And I just went in and said, all right, get the fuck out. Nothing like all of the Alabama bullshit they hit. And threw them all out of the damn place. But that's how you handle them. All of this ritualizing and nonsense is just bad crime.
Alright, what are we supposed to do about the Nephilim's trying to fuck with us?
We're going to be in the process of curing that. That is why I walk everybody through this process today.
Okay.
We're going to tighten it up a little bit, and we're going to pull up some spirits of the Nephilim, and we are going to burn them.
Alright.
So we are not taking this bullshit laying down.
Sort of like that first, second grade right now.
I think my tip of a fact. Once we had a run in with the Nephilim over this thing with the kiddies, that's where they were jackassing.
Understood.
We had some of their people shoot their mouth off a little bit in front of the old man. They presented it directly in front of the seven seraphim of the presence. And in the process, they accused me of some of this bullshit, and it made the old man hot because they overlooked the fact that the Most High named his name on me, and that name came up as defamed in the process.
Right.
So, they have set a date that has not come down yet for them to either present their case or apology or something. But that one's still on the clock. But in the meantime, September the 8th is the new moon over the night of the 7th and the 8th. I have an audience. As soon as we can get it scripted, we'll put it up. But one of the things that came out in it was the fact that they were our creators.
Right.
I just simply put it in everybody's ass that I was handed through the veil and damned their flesh.
Right.
So that one will be in the scripts as soon as we can get them done, edited, and put up for everybody to read.
All right.
I will email them to you. And if you can, you get your system set where you can open a Word document. I'll always attach one of those. Because it has the color and stuff in it to let you know when you're looking at it who the hell is talking without having to check for the double quotes.
unfortunately, that we couldn't afford when we printed the most, or the AED. So we had the double quotes, we just didn't have all the different colors, like a red letter edition. We try to do that when we can, but an email won't carry them.
Well, it just seems like it's coming down more heavy duty than usual.
Yes, it is.
Well, to the head, I have an insert right here to give everybody caution. And don't take them lightly, and don't tweak them on the nose either until we get this done. I have been hijacked twice. The first time taken to the Beerford Spirit, and it was about 5 to 6 hours worth of them hammering at me over trying to get me to see their side and to be reasonable. When I woke back up, I knew I had been in the beer room, and I was frustrated and mad because nobody would believe me. They didn't want to hear my side at all. It was just yammer and hammer at me. Well, we, as the last, the disciples of the last anointed, had the process of speaking directly with the Most High through the envelopes that are used for the proof. I don't know if everybody has been told that you can ask a question of the Most High directly with those envelopes. A dollar bill and a question. Just follow the right procedure and he will answer you. So I did that. Because I had a dilemma. I couldn't put it on the phone or disclose it out in the open. So I went to the envelopes and I asked the Most High and I got my answer. In the meanwhile, between that time and between the time of the situation coming to a fact, the Nephilim dipped with the circumstances. Jack said to make the Most High a liar. And by dealing with my holy ground. I guess that process is secret between the seeker and the Most High. They probably didn't want to know that I had put it through the envelope.
Hold on a minute, Kitty. Who in the hell is cleaning up a kitchen?
It's behind you, Dad. Put it on there. That is dishes and
that's
not there. We're in it. Put a button on your phone that says M-U-T-E. Or your phone might say U-T-E-M. U-E-M-T. Oh, Kitty. No, seriously, that's annoying.
Yeah, I know, I don't
understand. We'll find one on your phone, Dave.
Alright, that was recording. People are going to listen to these recordings. I thought they used to be a bunch of bullshit for them. If we're not reverent enough to pay attention, why the hell should anybody else? We have to equip by example. And that's it! I want a better example! Who the hell ever is taking the lounge he can't stop it? Hang up so the rest of us can get on with it.
Well, I just put mine on mute. I don't know if you can hear me.
Well, I'm still getting bullshit.
I can still hear it.
Yeah, me too.
You can fix the goddamn dishes later.
I need to go outside.
Nothing. If they're cleaning dishes behind you, do something now. Get out of it. Clean it.
I tried putting on mute and it didn't do nothing.
Well, then go outside, please.
go outside.
Alright.
Get away from your...
I'm sorry.
Shut him up.
Got too many people here.
Hey, hang up and get to the recording.
Oh, okay, we'll go and find now. I'm outside.
Alright, I believe I was saying.
Yes.
The process by which we, the last generation, fulfilled the promise that the Most High has given, that once again, man will be able to commune directly with God. Right now, it's through the envelope. And we are the first to start that. So, not taking frivolously in any kind of manner, the Most High is available when you use the process of the envelope. And that's the start of communion with man again. So, I did that.
Two questions.
No, I'm not finished.
Pardon me?
I said I'm not finished. No questions right now. With the process of the proof like that, I'm not sure if it's sacred and concealed from anybody else. I don't know. That'd be a question for the envelopes. Does anybody else know we're doing this? Anyway, I got my answer. Between the time of the answer received and the manifestation of that situation in which I was asking, the devil objected with it. And God was a liar in my envelopes. So that does not bode well for them at all. And directly after that, 2 days beyond that, when I had realized that they changed this, knowingly or not knowingly, between what the Most High promised me in the envelope, in the holy process, and then it happened. Okay, the second time that I was hijacked in the spirit, I was taken aboard Yahweh's ship, trapped, and buried to try to get me to change my mind or let them off the hook or be reasonable and see things their way. Okay, well, I don't have the capability to fight them physically or spiritually other than this righteous power
right. And
holy authority to burn their ass. And the problem is they know that I can and I will now. So, my caution to everybody, don't tweak their nose, or if you do, be ready with some self-defense, because they are not above snagging you out of the planes.
Are they recognizable if they walk on the earth today, and could we recognize them if they did?
Probably. PK could read them. If you practice your reading, as I suggested 1,000 times.
Otherwise, they look like any other human being.
Right. There are a few differences, but I don't know whether it's a matter of race or just a matter of genetics or what. But Nephilim can be as short as 4'9", 5', whatever. The animal was only 5'4". But Goliath, who was also a Nephilim, was 9.5 feet. So,
half
Nephilim
and half human?
Some of them, and who knows what they look like.
Giants that the Bible speaks of?
Mm-hmm. We really don't know what they look like. But the normal, everyday person out here would not recognize a Nephilim as a Nephilim by just looking at them.
Right.
Well, why would they manifest back around on Earth when they can have more force and effect from the ionosphere, from the beyond that, or in the spirit?
Well, that's for the same matter that the abductions, that people are being abducted to the ship, and they're coming on the earth and being seen. I don't know know what purpose that would be either, but if they would come that far, that close, they might get out of the ship and walk around for something. They might appear in some of the meetings at Bohemian Grove.
Myself, I trust implicitly.
all of them. But there are sometimes there are just questions that get crazy, and I have to answer them as long as I'm around. And sometimes I'm 5 days older than dirt. They better get that information while I'm here.
Greatly appreciated.
I thought it was like 8 or 10 days.
Oh, well. I thought I had Obama check my birth certificate.
It's a main difference, guys. The main difference is you put the truck around with a hole in the shovel.
I hear somebody talking way in the background. What?
I said, that's no good because Obama might give you one of his that he doesn't need.
Oh, I've always wanted to be a Hawaiian model.
Oh, no.
International.
So, honey, we are a bunch of crazies. We raised hell.
No, Bobby, we're not crazy. We just like to fight.
Yeah. True. Everybody will tell you that we're a cult and all this nonsense, but everything we do, we publish, is up front. Even this recording will be posted as soon as we can get off the lines to do it. We don't have any compounds. We don't buy child abuse. There's no communism of course. None of that works yet. Women are on an equal basis with the rest of us. And across the board, that we spent half our time staying out of their cat fight, so we should get off that one. Children,
I will see those of you that show up again at 8 o'clock.
Okay, thank you.
Thank you.
Coffee table?